This is David Allen Carmichael. The number here, again, as Bethany said, is 888-850-1872. Phone lines are open. You can give us a call. Social Security is strained by early retirements. Duh. Where, hey, was everybody sleeping in the 80s? Was everybody, I think America was sleeping in 1933. We didn't have the mass media and internet available in 1933, or Social Security would not have happened. Had Christian Americans not been worshiping their government and their Republican Party, we might not have Section 666 of the Federal Welfare Code. But Mr. Gingrich came in, and he was a very charismatic guy, and they were going to solve everything. Now, I will tell you, his little crowd instituted what is called the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's called the RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, 42 U.S.C. 2000 BB. Actually, I think, was that 1993? I'm not really sure, but early 90s, we had the Religious Freedom Restoration Act kick in. Sort of like, if you want to read how it works, go to Daniel chapter 1 and read a story where these guys came to Babylon because they were captured, and they had to file a religious accommodation request. So read Daniel chapter 1. It's a great model of how the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is supposed to work. It's amazing how this stuff, nothing is new under the sun. But the same guys that gave us 2000 BB gave us 666, 42 U.S.C. 2000 BB, or 42 U.S.C. 666, paragraph A13. You look at that. So what happens is we've got guys in government, and I say these mystery clauses of the U.S. Code just for your, just to boggle your mind, a dimension of sight, a dimension of sound, a dimension of mind. Washington, the Associated Press, says big job losses, etc. I don't even have to read what their opinion is that caused the fact that we've got Social Security is in a crunch. Guess what, folks? This year and next year, it's predicted that Social Security will be paying out more than it's taking in. And they say it's going to reverse a little bit in 2012. But what Social Security plans are reporting, they said, oh, watch this, the deficits, there's $10 billion in 2010, $9 billion in 2011. They won't affect payments to retirees because Social Security has accumulated surpluses from the previous years totaling $2.5 trillion. But they will add to the overall federal deficit. I'm going to keep reading here. Applications for retirement benefits are 23% higher than last year. But I'm going to skip that. Let's see what the Congressional Budget Office projects. Social Security will pay out more in benefits than it collects in taxes next year and in 2011, first since the 1980s when Congress last overhauled Social Security. They overhauled it. They should have just bought a new one instead of just replacing the engine. Social Security is projected to start generating surpluses again in 2012 before permanently returning to deficits, permanently, therefore, in 2016. What did they say? What did Mr. Obama say that that Medicare would be in a dive? Actually, the congressman that I wrote to said Medicare is going to be in a complete permanent dive in 2017 unless Congress acts again to shore up the program. Without a new fix, the $2.5 trillion in Social Security's trust funds will be exhausted totally in 2037. Now, watch this. Those funds have... Now, this is... Have you ever heard the term... People say the Ponzi scheme here, right? Look at this. Those funds have actually been spent. You know that trust fund they were holding at trust? I have a guy whose company was challenged by the IRS. They said, you were spending trust funds. Well, the trust fund they were talking about in the law has nothing to do with this guy's job, but they said you were spending trust funds, and I think what they were implying, he was this guy who was running this business, was spending the money that was set aside for what? Guess what? Social Security taxes. Look what Congress is doing. Those funds have actually been spent over the years on other government programs. What a bunch of liars. It just is sick. They should have been buying gold and silver coin or something. They are now represented by government bonds, the good faith and credit of the U.S. government, or IOUs that will have to be repaid as Social Security draws down its trust fund. It doesn't have a trust fund. This is just amazingly criminal. About 43 million retirees and their dependents receive Social Security benefits. Now watch this. This is really scary. This is what really scares me. The average monthly benefit for retirees is $1,100, while the average disability benefit is about $920. I wonder, can people live off of that if you've got a house paid for? So essentially, I mean, that doesn't pay your medical bills. Let's say you're an old person and you're living with your children in their house or something like that. You don't have any rent, a few hundred dollars for food. Medical expenses at this point are pretty high. Clothing, tithe is $92. Is it really even enough to survive off of? In June, her hours were cut in half, the lady says. She lost her health benefits, though she is able to buy insurance through work for about $530 a month. There's another problem. You know, they're talking about this health, the healthcare thing, about health insurance industry. This whole thing is just so insane. And we can't talk about the details of a healthcare package and government medical martial law and all this kind of stuff. So that's what people are arguing over. Well, we've got to save money by making sure that people over 80 don't really get all the health care they want because they're less likely to live for the next 25 years or whatever strange things. Folks, our government is focusing on this, and it's not running it well. I mean, obviously it's in a catastrophe. Oh, and of course we haven't been protecting life. So the 91,000 people that should have been alive last year in Florida are not alive this year. They were killed in utero, and it's killing the economy. It has to. You destroy your posterity, you destroy your prosperity. It's just cause and effect. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It's just, it happens. Part of the law of creation. So we're going to be in a downturn economy, especially while we continue to destroy our posterity. If we would reverse that trend, in the religious circles, they call it repent. But if we would reverse that trend, we would see a change, a tangible change, temporally, in our posterity. Prosperity. Yes, we will. This whole healthcare kind of thing, look what's happening. We got like the real governmental thing, something happening, you know, the terrorists, the war on terrorism, and this and that. And we've got these issues overseas, and we've got the military expending bombs on and taking people's lives. And there's no attention. I was just reading some articles before we had this broadcast today. And these were actually articles from the WHO, of all things, Council on Foreign Relations, and some foreign news reporting what's going on in Afghanistan. And it turns out that the current, it doesn't matter who it is, administration, has kind of like had interest in doing something over there, but have been drawing back. You know why? It costs too much money. What? Consider it a stimulus. You know what I mean? If it's something that, like, the military is part of government, you need to, if you've got to do something with government and it's government function, it's amazing how what I'm seeing is those things that ought to be paid attention to are not. And those things that are outside the purview, ultimately, constitutionally, of government, all the focus is going toward. It's the pandemic of dementia that is sweeping the globe, including North America, and is catching many. I've done all this whining, hopefully, to stir your thought. I haven't said this in a while. One of my catchphrases, my radio shtick here on the Faith and Freedom Show, is I say our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. In the Bible, it says you reap what you sow. On the street, they say what goes around comes around. It's a law of nature, the cause and effect. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction or whatever. So, folks, we've got to stop for a minute and you individually, me individually, I do this every day and evaluate, I say, before Almighty God. Richard Dawkins would say, before the Almighty original amoeba, and to consider, where are you? Where's your mind? Where's your heart? What are your responsibilities? Have you got children? You got a wife? Are you in conflict? Well, you can do it the Richard Dawkins way and do survival of the fittest. You know, dog eat dog. Whoever comes up, you know, go into the feeding frenzy, and whoever comes up on top of the froth wins. My perspective is you can go to the biblical perspective is a little crazy idea. So husbands, love your wives. If Christ gave him loved the church and gave himself for it. Say, wives, submit to your husband. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I don't know. You could do the crazy thing. But what I've seen is when you have lunatics that are a bunch of Christian extremists and stuff that love God and love their neighbor as themselves, I'm telling you, it affects your freedom. It affects your children's freedom. It frees your children from being caught up in the mire that is leading to the pandemic of dementia that is sweeping North America and the globe. Well, nobody's called here in the last couple of minutes at 888-850-1872. So that was my strange little commentary for the day. Again, the big thing I saw in the news, and I don't know the source. I've been looking all over for the source of this. What speech the president of the United States said that he wants to have all the kids in America, this kind of educational martial law, increase the amount of hours that they spend in school. Kids in the United States spend at least 100 more hours in school, it turns out, though, supposedly, more than the Asian countries, but students in Asian countries have just 20 more school days than the U.S., so they're there more. But U.S. people spend more hours, yet Asian students persistently outscore U.S. on math and science tests. I guess it's their focus. Studies show that the summer is a crucial time for kids, especially poorer kids. Some studies suggest that disadvantaged kids, on the whole, make no progress in the summer, and some actually fall back. Well, yeah. Yeah, I was single parent, and I got into trouble. You know what I did on the summer? Crimes. That's what I did. So what it is for, we've taken and destroyed the family structure in America, and we've done exactly what Karl Marx said in his Communist Manifesto. I read the thing, and he described what he wanted to do to make the communist utopia, and he was going to make both the man and the wife basically just a laborer for the collective whole, and to separate them from their children, allow the state to program the children's minds to be subject to the collective whole, the big you know, commune, the global commune. And so what you're seeing is the fruit of a depraved atheistic worldview having its effect acting out in our lives. And what we're seeing in the current modes that we see people in political power right now, they are also in grand detail furthering those same precepts from that same worldview that Karl Marx and Mr. Engels so lovingly articulated in the Communist Manifesto. So it's happening, and it's having its effect on our life today. So I say, that's why I'm here on this crazy nut talk radio show, bringing these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis. What I say, we can get to a point of right versus wrong once we go to other reference, sound reference. And so that's what I'm doing here. I want you to think about this, but don't get too spun up on what you see about arguing over the health care bill. You know what they did? They introduced the health care bill, and they're going to have it happen. And what they do is, instead of just saying, no, we don't want it, what they're going to do is they're going to give some compromise. You know, you're trying to stand on truth, and they want you to lean in one direction. So they're going to try to get you to meet halfway, but you have to step off of truth to get there, to get halfway. I think it's important for you to examine your relationship with Almighty God so you'll know how to love your neighbor as yourself, and that's included in that as your family. And I just hope that with those perspectives in mind and those practices in mind, I think ultimately, we can pull this nation and our neighborhoods and our communities and our families around. Hey, come back tomorrow on the Faith and Freedom Show on the 104.3 FM. Tune into our website, faithfreedoms.org. Tell your friends.